Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Test. We are holding on Pei Ches on Beis, five lines from the end of the page at Amar Mar. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh ben Chaim Tuvia, Alevi Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak ben Yisrael Yaakov Alev Shalom, and for Fushlema Tefego Peril Bastavar Rivka, by Avishai Newman, Lila Nishmas, his father, Chaim Naftali ben Yaakov Shlomo, his Yartzeit was Chavtes Shabbat, anonymously for Fushlema for Daniel Yagin ben Karen Aliza, sponsored by Seymour Gertz in memory of his mother, Margalit Bas Rav Shilma Alev Shalom, his Yartzeit is Zayin Adar, by Dr. and Mrs. Joseph Langer for his father's yard site, Chaim Ben Eliezer of Hashem's Neshama Shavin Aliyah, and by Chavi Greenwald for her husband's continued Rufur Shalema, and May of Esum Elchanan Meir Ben Yehudis Shav Rufur Shalema, the Sof Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we are holding five lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Pei Ches and Beis, and the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the case that we had yesterday, that if you have five people bring a Korban Pesach, and then you find a Yabelas, you find a Mum on one of the hides of one of the Korbanos, so Kulan Yotzin LeBeis HaSreifa, they all have to be burnt, and Pturin Milasas Pesach Sheni. We said that they're Pater from bringing a Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara is going to discuss maybe different Eitzas of how the guy who wasn't Yotze, one of these fellows wasn't Yotze because his Korban Pesach had a Mum. So different possibilities of how maybe they could have come up with some other Eitzah instead of saying that nobody brings a Pesach Sheni so that that fellow can be Yotze. So the Gemara is going to suggest four different possibilities of what maybe we could have done, and the Gemara is going to reject each of these possibilities, that the only option is that Kulin Yotze in the Beis HaSreifa, and that that Prat Milas is Pesach Sheni, and whoever that guy is, whichever one of them it is, whichever group it was that had the Pasul Korban Pesach, there's nothing they could do about it. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss what if a father announces that the first of his children to arrive in Yerushalayim is going to be registered in his Korban. So the Gemara relates that to the general discussion of Breira. Does that work? He had to have already registered whoever was registered on the Korban. So how can he say whoever's the fastest, whoever gets to Yerushalayim first, is going to get to be the one that's included on my Korban? Then the Mishnah is going to talk about how many people can be registered on a single Korban Pesach, meaning what's the maximum, and also up until what point in time can you still change the invite list? Can people jump on and off of the registration of the Korban Pesach? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to allow a group to force one member of their group to eat separately if that member invites his own guests. They have this chevra that gets together, this chabura that they're all pre-registered, and one guy shows up with two of his friends, and they're allowed to say, you know what, we don't know your friends, you could go eat somewhere else. So the Gemara is going to question, can you do the same thing to a guy who doesn't bring friends, but eats as if he brought friends? He eats more than everybody else. He keeps eating at a quicker pace than everybody else. Can they say, you know what, let's divide this evenly, that's your portion, and that's it, you know, not allow him to continue to eat with the rest of them? And then the daf is going to conclude with a brisa that has two different halachas about money that's received for a share of the carbon. So let's begin to get five lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Mar. So we were discussing the case that Amar Mar Patur Milas Pesach Sheni, that five different carbonos Pesach were brought, and one of them, the hides of all of them were mixed together, and one of them you found the mum on it, so you realized that it was a pasul korban. So all of the people are potter from doing a Pesach Sheni. But there was one guy that wasn't Yotzei the mitzvah. So what are you going to do about that guy? Says Mormishim Dula Efshar. There's nothing you can do. Hey Chilavid, let's go through the possibilities of what can you do to help this fellow. So possibility number one, Laisi kol chad v'chad Pesach. Let them all bring a Pesach Sheni. Four of the five were already Yotzei the mitzvah of the Pesach Rishon. So that's going to be Chulun Lazara. You can't have them all bring Pesach Sheni. So option number two, Pesach. Let the five of them all together join in one Pesach Sheni. So, that's not a good option, because again, four out of five of them don't need a Pesach Sheni, so they can't be registered on the Pesach Sheni. So when they partake of that Pesach Sheni, they're going to be non-registered guests that are partaking of Pesach Sheni. That's Aser. So I might. So what else can we do? Any other options? So option number three, and we'll sit on this option for a while. Nesi kol chad minayu pischo. Let each of them bring a Korban Pesach, a Pesach Sheni, v'nisni v'neima, and let them build in a Tanai. Let them make a Tanai and say, EDD Balmum, if my carbon was the one that was a Balmum, Haidaisi Hashtanavi Pesach. So good, so now I'm making up for it. Now what I'm bringing right now, that's a Pesach Sheni. VDD Tam, and if my Pesach Rishon was a Tam, it was good, and I don't need a Pesach right now, Haidaisi Hashtanavi Shlamim. So then what I'm going to bring now, let it count as a carbon Shlamim. So that's the third option the Gemara suggests. Why doesn't that work? Tosos and Yuma says, well, wait a second, Tosos and Yuma Dav Chavtas, how could you make such tonight that it should be a shlamim? A Pesach is the timing doesn't work out. The carbon Pesach we learned back on Daf Nun Ches is brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, right? Whereas the carbon shlamim, Allah Ashleim Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, the carbon shlamim has to be brought before the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, because Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is typically the last carbon of the day. So if you can say the Pesach Sheni is mutter to bring even before the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, then you're okay. So why would you say that? Because the fact that the Pesach is brought after the Tamid, the Gemara back on Daf Nun Tess explained, is because by the Pesach the Pasuk says that it's supposed to be brought be'erev and it's supposed to be brought ben arabayim, whereas the Karmat Tamid it only says ben arabayim. So we said yu'uchar davar shenemro be'erev u ben arabayim, take the karban that the Pasuk says about it, that it's brought be'erev and ben arabayim, and let it come after that which only says be'erev, namely the karban that which doesn't say be'erev, only says ben arabayim, namely the karban Tamid. By Pesach Sheni it only says Ben Arbaim. So maybe Pesach Sheni is allowed to be brought before the Karban Tamid. So maybe that's why this suggestion, at least in a Hava Amina, is going to work. The Gemara has a Hava Amina that it's not a bad suggestion. Let them all bring a Pesach Sheni, and each of them will make it tonight. That if I don't need a Pesach Sheni, it will just be a regular Karban Shlamim. Says Mar Lo Afshar. No, you can't do that either. Why? Because the halacha is, by a carbon shlamim, the kohanim eat the chaz of a shok, whereas by a carbon pesach, the registrants on the carbon eat the whole carbon. The kohanim don't get to eat the chaz of a shok. So if you're gonna, so what can you do? You can't give it to a kohanim because maybe it's a carbon pesach, and the carbon pesach can only be eaten in the menuyev, and you can't not give it to the kohen because if it might be a carbon shlamim where the kohen gets a chaz of a shok. So says Gemara, okay, but v'nesi kol chad v'chad kohen ba'day. Let's keep this possibility alive. Let all five of them bring their own carbon, and let them make it tonight. That maybe it's a shlamim, maybe it's a pesach. What about the chaz of a shok? Let them each bring a kohen together with them, so that they can give that the chaz of a shok to the kohen. Says Gemara, what kohen? Hi kohen, echidami. What's his story? E David pesach. If it's a kohen who's already brought a carbon pesach and he's already been yotzei the mitzvah of carbon pesach. So Dilmahai Pesachu, then you have to be concerned that maybe this carbon you're bringing right now is a carbon Pesach. Nimta Pesach Nechal Shalolim Nuyav. He's not eligible to be registered on it because he was already Yotzei. V'Dilohavit Pesach. And if you're going to find a Kohen who, for whatever reason, did not yet get to bring a carbon Pesach, Dilma Shlamu V'Lovit Pesach, then you're not helping him because maybe it's a carbon Shlamim and he's still not Yotzei in the midst of carbon Pesach. So which Kohen are you going to find? So it says, wait, let's not give up on this possibility yet. Kol Chamisha Chad Kohen Delo Aver Pesach. Let all five of them together jointly have one Kohen who has not yet brought a Karban Pesach. They'll all five bring their own Karbanos and make it tonight that if it has to be a Shlam, it will be a Shlam. If it's a Pesach, it's a Pesach. And they'll all give their Chaz of a Shok to that Kohen so he could be registered. So he'll eat five Chaz of a Shoks, and it will turn out that one of those Chaz of a Shoks is actually for a Karban Pesach and the other for a regular Karban Shlamim. So let them Chad Kohen Delo Aver Pesach. And let him be registered on each of their karbanos. And that will solve all the world's problems because one of them for sure has not yet been yotzei the mitzvah of karban pesach, needs this karban pesach, and now the kohen will be able to be yotzei his mitzvah of karban pesach this way. The Or Chadash raises the question: how can this kohen eat from all of them and be yotzei his chiv of karban pesach? Well, wait a second. He doesn't know which one is karban pesach, and there is a halacha. Ain maftir nachar pesach afikomen. You're not allowed to eat anything after the Karban Pesach. He's eating five chaz of shoks and he doesn't know which one is the Karban Pesach. So it could be that he's eating, there's an 80% chance that he's eating after his Karban Pesach. It's a sharp kasha. That's the kasha the Or Chadash raises. It's a good kasha. He suggests that maybe better to have one kohen, do shalok hogan, in order that everybody should save themselves in this sukaris. Meaning his answer is enachinami. You know, you can't iron out all the wrinkles, but in the plan. But okay, but we're doing the best we can. So says Gemara Ella, the reason they don't do this plan is mishum to kamayit ba'achilas shlamim, because you're going to end up being memayit the zman of the achila of the carbon shlamim, because the lepesach yom v'layla the shlamim shnei yom v'layla echad. The carbon pesach can only be eaten through that night, the night after it's brought, whereas the carbon shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Now you're going to have all five of these guys bringing a carbon that they have to play it safe. Might be a shlamim, might be a pesach, so they're going to be memayit the zman of the achila. That runs a risk of creating nosar unnecessarily. Tosos explains that even the b'di'evit, if you are memayit the zman of achila, you yotze, but since the l'chadchila, you shouldn't do that, we don't want to suggest this. So says Tosos, what, for l'chadchila, we're going to cost everyone a safek kares? I mean, these five guys all have a safek kares on their head, that maybe they didn't bring, they weren't yotze karm pesach. So okay, so shasat chak k'di'evit ami, this is a shasat chak. So the b'di'evit becomes a l'chadchila. So Tosos says, no, four out of five of them were already Yotzei the Karban Pesach. Only one of them was not Yotzei. We can't force all five guys to do a b'di'eved and minimize the zman of the achila of the Karban Shlamim if four of them are really fine already. Four of them don't need this. So that's why we're nervous about being memayit this man, and that's why this eitzah number three, to have all five of them bring karbanos and make a tanai about their karban, and have one kohen join with all of them together, that eitzah is not going to work. Now it's interesting. The Gemara says that you can't about being memayit the zman. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have to figure out a way that you're not going to be memayit this man. So that's eitzah number four, meaning we have to solve that problem. So how do we do it? Vinesi mosar hapesach. Instead of a carbon shlamim, let each of them bring a carbon and make a tanai that if I was already yotze with Pesach Rishon, then this is going to be mosar Pesach. Not that it's going to be a shlamim, but that it will be a mosar Pesach. What's mosar Pesach? You're mafresh an animal for a carbon Pesach, then you lose it, and then you find it after you've already replaced it and shechted another animal as a carbon Pesach. So when you're makdish it as a carbon Pesach. So the halacha is you bring it as a carbon shlamim, but since you originally makdish it only as a carbon Pesach, it's zman achila is liyom v'layla. You only get to eat it for a day and night. So now we could have the same eitzah that we had with eitzah number three, and the problem goes away. The problem was you're being made zman achila. No, if it's mosar pesach, you don't have that problem. So it says in Gemara v'neima, and let each of them say, idi balmum haydei si ashta navi pesach. If mine was the problematic one, was the balmum, so that which I'm bringing right now should be a karm pesach. And idi tamu navi haydei si ashta shlamim. Then what I'm bringing right now will be a carbon shlamim, and I'm not going to be the mimayit this man achil because it's the mosar pesach nech liyom v'lay le'echad. By shlamim, it's a shlamim of a mosar pesach which should only be eaten three yom v'lay le'echad. So says Mar v'chim afrishin tchila le'mosaros. Is there such a hakdasha? You could be makdish an animal as a mosar pesach is an accident. It's not something. It's a you were makdish an animal as a pesach and then you lost it and you were makriv another carbon pesach in this place. V'nitruchu v'naisi mosar pesach. We're gonna and what else? Should we say that we're gonna be matriach to find the case of mosar pesach? So says Gemara, no, v'nitruchu v'naisi mosar pesach. Not that you're gonna be makdish as mosar pesach. Why don't we suggest that they look for a situation of mosar pesach? Let them take out an advertisement. Anyone who has a mosar pesach, we could use your help, right? And let them use it as a mosar pesach. Let them use that animal. Find the Mosar Pesach and use that in order to alleviate their issue over here. So answer Gemara, no, you can't do that either. Ela mishum smicha, because you're still going to run into a problem of what you do about smicha. Dilu Pesach lo bayi smicha, vilu Mosar bayi smicha, because the carbon Pesach does not require smicha, but a Mosar Pesach requires smicha since it's being brought as a carbon shlamim. So therefore, you can't make such a tanai that let it be a mosar pesach if I was already yotzei my carbon pesach, because what are you going to do? You're going to do smicha. It might be a carbon pesach, and by doing smicha, you're doing avodah bekachim, which you're not allowed to do. Rashi points out it will be avodah bekachim. So Tos points out that the Gemara is assuming, like the Shita in Maseches Chagiga, that smicha has to be b'kol kocho, because if you don't need to do smicha b'kol kocho, then the Gemara says it's not a violation of avodah bekachim. But if you assume that smicha has to be b'kol kocho, then it's a violation of avodah bekachim. Says Gemara, hatenach carbon Karban Anashim. Karban Anashim Ayikal Meimar. Okay, so that I understand why men would have no solution over here, because for men you have a requirement of smicha, but let's say you have a karban of women, why don't they bring Moser, why don't you find a Moser Pesach that belonged to women? Women are also chayiv in Karban Pesach. So bring a Moser Pesach that belonged to women, where the karban does not require smicha. So Elo Mishum Matanos. Now you run into a different problem, because you're going to run into a problem of how many matnos dam to put on the mizbeach. Dilu Pesach Matana Achas. The halach is a Karban Pesach only gets one matana of dam on the mizbeach. Vilu Shlamim Shtayim Shein Abra. But a Karban Shlamim, you're supposed to put on two corners that end up on all four walls. That you, when you throw it onto a corner, it hits both walls that end in that corner. So my nafkamina says, but what difference does it make how you do the zrika? V'atanan kolin tanam zeh chitzos shasam matanachas kiper. It works anyway. Meaning, even if you have a karmen shlamim that you only do matanachas, it will work. So what? So really, you're supposed to do shtayim shein arba. But if you do matanachas, that would work as well. So why isn't it worth it? So says Mara Elena, there's another discrepancy. It's not just the smicha. It's not just the how many matnos of dam. Ela mishum di ilu pesach b'shvicha. The halacha is the karmen pesach is supposed to be placed softly on the mizbeach. The dam is supposed to be placed softly on the mizbeach. Vilu shlamim bizrika. By the karban shlam, you're supposed to throw the dam from a distance. So it says more, but still, my nafkamina, what difference does it make? Vatanya kalan tanu bizrika shenasam shvicha yatsa. Even if you do a shvicha, and that which requires zrika, you'll still be yotze. So it says more, ema dekamrinan diyevet, lechadchila nami. When do we say that if you do a shvicha, you're yotze? That's only b'diyevet. If you did it, you're going to say l'chadchilu also that you're allowed to do it? No, we can't say that. We can't tell you to bring a carbon and then l'chadchilu do the zrika in the wrong way, to do a shvicha when it really requires a zrika. So again, the Gemara had four possibilities, possible solutions to this problem of why it is, of you had five people that brought carbon Pesach. Turns out one of those carbonos is possible. So he said, there's no solution. There's no Pesach Sheni. There's nothing they can do. So we had four possible solutions. The final possible solution was to have all of them bring their own carbon and make a Tanai, that let it be a carbon Pesach if I need it, and if I don't need it, let it be a Mosara Pesach. And we said that that doesn't work for three reasons. Either because you're going to run into trouble with the smicha, or you're going to run into trouble with the number of matnos dam on the Mizbeach, or you're going to run into trouble in the way that you're nosing dam on the Mizbeach. What Mosara Pesach solved was, at least you don't run into trouble with the zman, with how long you get to eat it, because the Mosara Pesach is the same as a Karban Pesach. Question is that really true? A Mosar Pesach is a Shlamim. So the Halacha by Karban Pesach, let's say on Pesach Rishon, the Halacha by Karban Pesach is that when do you eat the Karban Pesach? I bring the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. When, granted, I'm allowed to, the latest time I'm allowed to eat it is either Chatzos or through the end of the night. When's the earliest time I'm allowed to eat it? Unlike every other Karban, most Karbanos, if I bring today, if I bring Thursday during the day, I'm allowed to eat it during the day. I don't need to wait till nightfall. But by Karban Pesach, you have to wait till night. So Moser HaPesach that's brought as a Shlamim, l'chori, you're allowed to eat it right away. So anyway, you're being memait as man achila by treating it potentially as Karban Pesach. Why does the Gemara assume that that solves the problem? So some of the Achronim suggest maybe you see a Chiddush that comes out, that the Klei Chemda points out, maybe you see a Chiddush that comes out from our Sugya, and that is that that maybe by Pesach Sheni there's no such din that you have to wait till night. Nightfall. Maybe by Pesach Sheni you can eat the Karban Pesach right away. That the idea of waiting till nightfall is only for Pesach Rishon. And since the chance that what we're accomplishing over here is the Pesach Sheni, so maybe that's what's going on. And that explains a minhag. The Klei Chemda quotes from the for that the Avnei Nezer raises a question on the minhag ha'olam, that there's a minhag that many people have that they eat matzah on Pesach Sheni as a zecher. So when do they eat matzah exactly? So most people eat matzah on Yud Dal. Right, so if you're eating matzah on Yud Dalet Iyar, well, l'chora, that's not when they had the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was at night of Tezvav. They'd be makrivit on Yud Dalet. So why in the world, asked the Avnei Nezer, are people eating on Yud Dalet? They should wait till Tezvav at night to eat it. So, but if you say like this, says the Klei Chemda, that if you say like this possibility that maybe the Pesach Sheni could already be eaten during the daytime. So then you could be miyashiv that minhag. And that's the Sfasemis is one that comes up with that idea that Pesach Sheni is nechal liyom v'layla, and it's only Pesach Rishon that it's only b'layla. Pesach Sheni can be eaten b'yom as well. Okay, so now says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer lebanav, hareini shochet Pesach al mitshayal mikem Rishon liYerushalayim. Person says, I'm going to bring Korban Pesach for, and I'm going to include on my Korban Pesach whichever one of my children gets to Yerushalayim first. Kivin shechnas Rishon Rosh Verubo Zach b'chalko. As soon as the first one gets there, not only is he now registered on the Korban Pesach, he now gets to bring all of his brothers together with him. All of the siblings are registered on the Korban Pesach. Says Mar, Shmamino Yesh Breira. From our Mishnah, it sounds like there's a din of Breira, because he doesn't know which son is going to get there first, and nevertheless, he's willing to include whoever gets there first. So Rabbi Yochanan, nah, Kadei Lazarsim B'mitzvahs Ka'amar. He's not really saying that only that son is going to be registered on the Korban Pesach. They're all registered anyway. He had them all pre-registered. He's just trying to make a game out of it. He's trying to be mezarizem and mitzvahs to get them excited. So he's making a competition out of it. When he says zacha bechalko mezake sachavimo, it just means that he's the rosh liach of Rashi. Says that he wins the prize. He's going to get to wear a crown that night or something. They'll give him some kavod. So what does that mean? What kind of prize is he rosh liach of? So the achronim have a debate about that. Is that consequential that he's rosh liach of? It doesn't mean anything. So the kol ramah suggests that there is a nafkamina that since he's rosh liach. If he decides to be Moshech Yadav, we're going to discuss later that you have the possibility of withdrawing from a carbon and going to participate in your own carbon. So if he decides to do that, since it's only through him that all the other brothers are registered, if he's Moshech, then they're all off. Then they're all out. However, the Shoshana Mladavid says, nah, the father registered all of them. It has nothing to do with him. He's not really the one that got them all registered. It was Lazars and B'mitzvos. Now, there's no Nafkamina over here. It's just a way of saying that he won the competition. Dekanami, and it's Meduyik this way, that all of this is just it's a game, but really they're all registered anyway. The Katani, because it says in the Mishnah, Umezake Achavimo. But the Amr Bishlama Dominimea Kara Shapir. I understand if they're all registered in advance, so then it makes sense that they all get to participate. Eli Amr Dominimea Kara. But if we're going to say the father did not put all of them to be registered on the Korban Pesach initially, how can. Well, the other brothers partake of this Korban Pesach. Lebasan deshachid mikam ismanu. Once the Korban is shechted, how can you now appoint somebody new? Vatna nimnu moshen yidei mimenu ad shei shachet. We're going to see a mission in today's daf that you can only have new people register on the Korban Pesach until shechita. Shema mina. So clearly, over here, the father had registered everybody in advance, because if he only registered, if he only had in mind that I'm registering whoever gets here first, and then he relies on Breira that only that one is there, then there's no way the other brothers would get to be included, because you can't introduce new people into the picture after the shechita is already done. Tanya Namiyachi, we have a Braisa that says just like this. One time a father made such a competition and the girls all got there first. The daughters got there before the sons. And the daughters were the ones who were the Rosh Liachav in that situation, and the Banim were Shvelim. But it doesn't say that the Banos were Zocha and the Banim were not, that the Banim didn't get to participate. No, clearly they all got to participate. Why did they all get to participate? Because the father was bringing it for all of them. It was just Kedei Lazars and B'mitzvos. Now, says the Mishnah, the Olam Nimnim Lav, you can keep on introducing new participants of the Korban Pesach until you get to the point where if you go any further, not everybody's going to get a kezayis. Meaning, as long as you can get everyone that's registered at least a kezayis of basar, so then that group is fine, no matter how large the group is. And we can keep on shifting the registration up until the zman of the shechita. People can keep on jumping off, going to a different carbon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Achi Zarikas Dam. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have passed the Shechita. It's up until the Zrikas Adam where you could still be changing the guest list. So says Mar, my Kamash Milan, what's the Chiddush in telling me that Liolam Nimna love, that you keep on adding more people until you're down to less than a Kazayas? Ha Kamash Milan, Davagav Dimnia love Chaburazu, Chazer Zimilav Chaburacheres. Now the point is, the entire guest list can switch over. You don't need anyone from the original guest list. If you can have, you have a list of registrants, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and all of them are off by now because Dan jumped on and Reuven jumped off and Yisachar jumped on, and so you can have no one from the original group, and that's fine too. You don't need anyone from the original group. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Nimnu Moshe Nesidei Nashi Yishachit. So we said up until the zman of the shechita, but Rabbi Shimon said no, up until the zman of the zrika. So the question is, we said two things: you're allowed to register, and you're allowed to unregister up until the zman of the shechita. What's Rabbi Shimon arguing about? When Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have all the way up until the zrika, is he saying about both of those things? That you can register up until the zrika and unregister up until the zrika? Or is he only saying you're allowed to unregister up until the zrika? But he agrees that if you want to register on it, you got to get that done by the shechita. So Amar Abaye Machlokas Limashech. The whole machlok is about unregistering. Rabbanan Savri Miyos Miseh Michayusei Deseh. Miyos Miseh means only as long as the seh is alive. Rabbi Shimon Savri, Rabbi Shimon holds, no, may have a yosei deseh, as long as the seh is still consequential. And how long is it still consequential? Till you do the avoda with it, and the avoda sadam. So until you did the zrika sadam, even though it's dead, it's still consequential. Avlimanos, but to register, divrei akal adshei shachit, then everyone is going to say, you only get until the zman shechita, the yomer krak, because the pasuk says, b'mechsas nefashos, v'hadar tachosu. The pasuk says, b'mechsas nefashos tachosu al haseh. So we darshan, b'mechsas nefashos means that's the registration. That's the number of people you have on it, that you have to register on the Karm Pesach. And afterwards, tachosu, that's the shechita. So you see that the registration has to happen before the shechita. Withdrawing from the registration, that's machlokas, whether it has to happen before the shechita or until the zrika. But actually, registering in the first place, everyone agrees has to be by the shechita. Tanya Nami Achya, the Braisa says just like this explicitly, Nimni Nu Moshe Nesidei Mimenu Ad Sheyi Shachet. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimni Ad Sheyi Shachet. I agree that Nimni Ad Sheyi Shachet. But a Moshe Nad Sheyi Zarek Adam. But to unregister that, you have until Zvika Sadam. Okay, so now a new Mishnah, top of Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Mani Imo Acher Bechalko. If a person includes someone else in his Chabura on the Karban Pesach, Rashi meaning someone, if you have one of the members of the Chabura that decides to bring along Acher, some other person who's not from the Bnei Chabura, together with him to share his chelik of the Karm Pesach. So then the other members of the Chabura could say, you take your portion, go with your friends that you decided to spring on us, and you decided to bring to our group that were not invited, and go eat somewhere else. And the rest of the group will eat separately. They could say they're not interested in eating with these total strangers. So this Tana holds, obviously, that a Pesach could be Nechel B'Shtei Chaburos, it seems, right? We had that Machlokas on Pei Vav, whether a Pesach could be Nechel B'Shtei Chaburos. You could take one Karm Pesach and just decide to eat it in two separate groups. Rabbi Yehuda said, yes, you can. So this Tana holds, Rashi points out, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Shimon, that a Pesach has to be eaten B'Chabura Achas, you can't just send a guy away and have him eat part of this same Karm Pesach somewhere else. However, the Meiri says, no, maybe even Rabbi Shimon would say this. What are you doing over here? You're not necessarily telling him to go somewhere else. You're telling him to take his portion and just eat that he's not allowed to partake of everybody else's portion. He has his portion and the rest of your group, and he can share his portion with his friends, and the rest of your group will share the rest of the animal. It doesn't mean that it's Shtei Chaburos, that they're going into different locations necessarily. Okay, so that's the discussion in the Rishonim, whether this would constitute Shtei Chaburos or not. So now, says Gemara Yibayilu, Bnei Chabura Sheyadu Shalachem En Yafel. So let's say you had Bnei Chabura, and one of them was eating much quicker than the other one, so they realized that if this guy keeps up this pace, he's going to get much more food than the rest of us. So Marish Yomelo Tolchel Kachavitzei. Can they say, okay, we're going to divide it, we're going to measure everything, and you're going to get your portion, and you go and you take your portion. Mir Min Matz Yomelo HaKabiltun. Can the guy say to them, look, you invited me, you know I have a hearty appetite, so that's it, so I get to eat how much I eat. Adilma Matzul Lemer Leir. Maybe they could say to them, Ki Kabilin L'Skuni Zvicha. They said, yeah, we needed to have enough people to make sure that we finish all the meat that we don't have no sir. Adaita Dachalta Tfei Minon. But we didn't think you were going to eat more than the rest of us. We thought you would participate like a normal person together with the rest of us. So that's the shiloh the Gemara has. If he didn't bring any extra guests, he's just eating a lot. So the Mishnah spoke about where he brought extra guests. So that you could tell him, look, you're on your own, buddy. If you bring extra guests, here's your portion, go eat it with them. But what if he didn't? He has a hearty appetite. He likes to eat a lot. So can they say, you know, take your portion and go? Or can he, Taina, that he's allowed to stay and eat as much as, eat to his heart's content? So the Gemara is going to bring three rayas. Raya number one, Tashema. Our Mishnah, that if the guy brings other people along with him, they're allowed to say, take your portion and you eat separately. Why is it that they're allowed to tell him to go eat separately? Because obviously if he's bringing friends, he's going to eat a lot more, because he and his friends are going to eat a lot more than one person is able to eat. So apparently the fact that he's able to consume more is enough reason to tell him, sorry, you're going to be separate from us. So if you're going to say that the guy has a taina, that you've accepted me, you invited me when it's Yad of Yafos, so why when he brings guests can't he have the same taina? Just pretend I have already appetite. So it says, well, no, there's a big difference. Army, lo, deos, shaydi. When you're introducing new people to the picture, that's a different story. Even if the two of them only eat like enough as like as much as one person would eat, but you're meaning they could say, we just don't want this stranger, we just don't want someone who we don't know who it is that's joining our chabura. Meaning it's not about the food in the case of the Mishnah, it's not about that there's not going to be enough food for everybody else. It could be that this guy that's bringing friends says, look, I have a stomach problem, I can't eat very much anyway, so I figure I'm not going to be able to eat my full portion anyway, so I brought a friend who also can't eat very much, and between the two of us we'll eat one portion. It's not about the food, it's the fact that you're bringing in a person that was not invited, a person that was not originally registered. Now, look, it's not exactly in the spirit of kol dichvin kol ditzrich, you know, to say, look, we're not interested in this person. It doesn't mean that they're at their best right now when they're saying this, but there is such a human desire to want to hang out with your friends and to not have people from the outside join in. So they have such a taina that wasn't part of their plan. Tashima says, we'll bring another raya. Hasham shachal kazayis basar. We went in a brisa that a shamish that eats a kazayis basar b'tzara tanur next to the oven. So we said him, hayipikeich mimali kresu mimenu, that if he wants to avoid the michshal of partaking of other people's kabanos pesach and violating eating in two chaburas, he should fill his stomach when he's eating itzel the tanur, so that he won't be hungry when he's going and serving anybody else. So imratu b'nei chaburu lasos tovi imo, and if the other b'nei chaburu want to do a favor with him, bo v'yoshin b'tzido va'ochlin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says they should come and sit next to him and eat together with him. So ratzu in, lo ratzu lo. Sounds like that's an option. Not that they have to do that. That they could say, you know what, Shamish, you're sitting next to the Tanner, you sit there, you take your portion, you sit there, we're staying somewhere else. Why can't he say to them, you accepted to eat with me, so you have to eat with me. You can't just give me my portion and put me next to the oven and have me there. You have to come with me next to the oven. Says Mar, no, shayni asim da'am rilei, ki kablina chadaita de nitrachach kamon, le mitrach lon le didach lo kablinach. No, they could say, look, you're right, we can't force you out of our chabura, but you can't force us to go next to the oven. Meaning the idea was that you'd be joining us, so wherever we're eating, around the table, like bench, so you can come and eat together with us. But to make all of us go to the oven, that we don't have to do. We don't have to go eat in the corner somewhere, just because as a shamish, that's where you have to be to have access to the food that's coming out of the oven. Tashma says, well, we'll bring a third raya. Again, the suffix is, if you don't have one of the participants bring guests, you just have one of the participants eating too much. Can you just say, here, take your portion, and that's it, and you're not allowed to just eat whatever you get your hands on. So b'nei chabura shayyadav shalach man yafos. So he deals exactly with this case in the Tosefta, in this Braisa. You have a b'nei chabura where one of them eats a lot. So Rashal Lomer told Chel Chavitzei, they can tell him, take your fair portion and leave. V'lo od elafilu chamisha vasu sibolas. Even if you have five people that join together for a meal, not on Pesach, but not on Erev Pesach, the rest of the year they join together. This time having a meal, a potluck lunch, and everyone is supposed to bring a dish, and there's one guy that's eating everybody's dish. So Rashon Lomer lo tol chelka chavitzei. Here, you could have a piece of chicken, you could have a slice of this, and make him a portion plate, and tell him to get out of there. So Shmami no. So you see that apparently, if Yadav Shalach Man Yafos, if one of them is being gluttonous, so the other B'nei Chabura could tell him to get out of there. So my velo od, what's the Tana adding by telling me that it's not only on Pesach, it's the rest of the year as well? So Lomi Bayu Kamar. The Bryce is really a lomi baya, lomi baya Pesach. You don't even need to tell me by a chabura of a carbon Pesach that they're allowed to tell them take your portion and leave. The matzi amri lei ki kablina l'skuni zvicha, because they have a taina that we invited you, but we invited you only because we don't want to have no sort of our carbon. So we needed to make sure we have enough people that are going to eat to finish the carbon Pesach. But we didn't think you were going to eat more than the rest of us. But ela filu sibolus nami, even if it's during the rest of the year as well. The almahu, where there was no need to dafka have X number of people, because there's no inyan of no sir, there's no concern. So, So I would have thought in that case, the guy could say, you invited me as I am, and I happen to like to eat a lot. So no, they could still say, yeah, but you're eating way more than the rest of us, so you just take a fair portion and leave. Others say that, no, there was no shaila at all if a person is eating too much. Meaning this whole discussion we just had with the three rayas is if one guy comes and he's eating too much, can you tell him to tol chel to say? Another version of the discussion is that was never a shaila. Of course you're allowed to tell him if he's eating too much, that look, you don't get to have more than everybody else. The shaila was, b'nei chabura rashotin lichalik, oh, in a rashotin lichalik, the shaila was, that if you have Bnei Chabura that want to divide the Karban Pesach and give and apportion out the Karban Pesach, are they allowed to do that? Can they force the other Bnei Chabura to just take a portion of the Karban Pesach? Meaning if they don't all want it, one of them can't force or ain't Rashan L'Chalik. That has to be agreed upon by all of the members. And otherwise, you put the Karban Pesach down and they all eat together. And we're not talking about anyone who was misbehaving or anyone. Can they have that as the plan going in? That even against someone's will, even if not everyone is in agreement to this plan, that look, we measure how many ounces there are in this Karban Pesach, we divide it by the number of people there are, and that's how much each person is going to get. They'll portion it out in advance. So Tashema, so Gemara tries to be poshe that suffix with the following raya. B'nei chaburah sheyadav shalachem en yafos, if one of them is being gluttonous, he's eating too much, Rashan lomer lo tol chel chavitzei. So it sounds like yadav yafos in, ein yadav yafos lo, that it's only when you have a problem to address that problem because one of them is eating too much. Yes, that's when you can portion it out. But it sounds like if there's no problem that's occurring, then you're not allowed to portion it out. Shema mina, so we see that they're not allowed to do that. If they all agree, of course they could do that, but if there's any member of the group that does not agree, then you're not allowed to just portion it out. Rav Papa and Rav Shua, I read a rift about the Adadi. So Rav Papa and Rav Shua were having a meal together. Rift of bread, meaning it was the rest of the year, it wasn't Pesach. Adachal Rav Funa and Rav Shua chada, achal Rav Papa arba. Rav Funa and Rav Shua noticed that in the time that it took him to eat one piece of bread, Rav Papa ate four. I mean, Rav Papa was eating way faster than him. So they only had a finite amount of food, and Rav Papa was going to end up eating four times the amount of food. It's from Rav Shua. So I'm late. Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, Palagli, I would like, let's just divide the rest of the food. I'm late. Kablitan. Rav Papa said back, what do you mean? You were makabel me as I am, and this is as I am. I eat a lot. So Esvei Kalani Tiyifta. So Rav Huna challenged him with all the kashas that we just brought from our Mishnah, from the Bryce of the Shamashacha, Vishanik and the Shaninan. And he answered with all the answers the Gemara gave. Say Esve, and then he asked him, Bnei Chabura, from the case of the Bnei Chabura, that they're allowed to throw out someone who's eating too much. So Amalei, Hasam Damalei Kikamalei Chuluskuni Zvicha. He says, no, that's not a good raya either, because in that case, they have a taina that we only included you because we don't want to have any nosar. But over here, we're not eating a cover, we're just having a meal, so you have no taina on me. You can't throw me out. So then he showed him, yeah, but it's we said this by a case of sibolus as well. Sibolus just means a meal during the rest of the year. So even at a regular meal, if one person is daito yafa, we're allowed to. So palaglay ava azel. So then he had no answer to that, so he had to leave. So Rav Papa took his chelek, he took his portion, and he left. But now Rav Huna was all alone. He didn't want to eat all alone. So about day Ravina. So he invited a different friend. He asked Ravina to come and join him. And now Adachal Rav Huna bring Rav Shua Chada. Ravina Tmanya. And now when Rav Huna would eat one, in that time Ravina would eat eight. So he thought he had it so bad with Rav Papa eating four times as much as him. At a certain point, maybe it's not the other guy that's eating too fast, maybe you're eating too slowly, right? So Amar Meya Papi Velo Chada Ravina. He said, I'd rather have 100 Papas and not one Ravina, because Ravina's eating so much faster. The math doesn't work out. Meya Papi? That would be that doesn't. So the Achronim work on that also, meaning obviously there's a lot more here than what this story sounds like. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamana Acher Mimal Piskav Al Chagigaso. If a person has other people with him in his Karm Pesach and his Karm Chagiga, Mo'uz Shabiyado, the money that they pay to buy in Chulin, all that is Chulin money. Now, Mochra Loss of Shlom, if a person sells his Karm Nol, his Karm Shlom, Loss of Lo Kulum, the Karm Nol is still a Karm Nol, the Karm Shlom is still a Karm Shlom, doesn't do anything. Umo'uz Kol Shein Yiplum Dava, but all of that money is going to have to be Nofel to pay for Nidvas Sibur, it's going to be used for paying for Karbanos. So says Mara, why? Chimiach the Loss of Lo Kulum, if the sale wasn't valid anyway, because all the Karbanos remain Karbanos, even after it was paid for, Mos Hamayiplin Nadava. Why would the money go Linadava to have to pay for Karbanos? Let the money be Chulin, or let the money go back. Let it go back to the guy who paid for it. He didn't get anything for it. So Rava Knasa, it's a Knas that we make on the buyer for trying to buy Karbanos that belong to somebody else. My Kol Shehein, what does the Brisa tell me when it says that the Mos Kol Shehein is Yiplin Nadava? Avagavdav Shavu Ela Arba Viavale Chamisha. Even if he overpaid for them, even if the Karbanos were only worth four, and he paid five, afilu by he yaseira nami kansu rabbanan. He doesn't even get that extra money back. All of it is part of the knas, and all of it has to be nofel in adava. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the bottom with Amar Ula, three lines from the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everyone.